Linda Ritchie, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Ritchie, R-I-T-C-H-I-E. Date of birth is 12-19-1953. This is for date of service, 10-3-2023. Mrs. Ritchie is a 69-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hyperthyroidism and multinodular goiter. She is here also for evaluation of the rest of her thyroid function studies, including autoimmune thyroid disease. She reports that her mother and her sister also have thyroid disease. She also has a history of epilepsy, AFib, and anemia. She reports symptoms of palpitations and heat intolerance. She reports dry skin, fatigue, and some changes in her weight and difficulty to lose weight. She reports some thinning hair and mood swings. She had a thyroid ultrasound on May 16, 2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 0.4 by 1.3 by 1.4 centimeters. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She reports some palpitations. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done on May 16, 2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 0.4 by 1.3 by 1.4 centimeters. At this point, my recommendation is to follow up in a year, and her next thyroid ultrasound will be due in May of 2024. Next number, the patient was noted to have subclinical hyperthyroidism, and she was also noted to have overt hyperthyroidism with an elevated free T4 level of 2.1 and a TSH that was suppressed at 0.01. These labs were dated June of 2023. At this point, my recommendation is to get a current baseline thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. Next number, I will also get a thyroglobulin antibody level, a TPO antibody level, and a thyroid stimulating immunoglobulin level in order to assess for any autoimmune thyroid disease. Next number, the patient has a history of epilepsy and she is on phenobarbital for this. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Scheckman. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.